From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama continues his trip in Lima, Peru, his last such meeting as president, focusing on trade and his successor, President-elect Donald Trump. Obama and other world leaders are attending the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, the APEC summit. On Saturday, Obama delivered a message to youth from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Trump, saying they must remain optimistic and no one can make things better unless they have hope.
I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States. But as long as we keep our democratic systems open, then the society has a chance to try something new, and then it can make a decision and correct problems that they see in the future, and progress will continue.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs within his administration. Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who is in charge of Trump's transition team, was on CBS's Face the Nation. He discussed a Broadway performance of Hamilton, in which a performer gave a speech criticizing the president-elect. Pence said that he was not disappointed by what was said.
I want to assure people who were disappointed in the election results, people are feeling anxious about this time in the life of our nation, that President-elect Donald Trump meant exactly what he said on election night, that he is going to be the president of all the people of the United States of America.
This Sunday, Trump sits down with Wilbur Ross, a potential Commerce Secretary, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. This is VOA News. More than 100 people have been killed, even more injured, during a train derailment in India this Sunday. Rescue workers and volunteers continue clearing debris, looking for survivors, which has been difficult because of all the badly mangled coaches. It was not immediately clear why 14 of the train's coaches were thrown off the tracks. French conservative voters are awaiting the results of a nationwide primary to choose their nominee for next year's presidential election. The campaign has been fueled by concerns about the influx of migrants into Europe and the devastating series of jihadist attacks in France. 7 candidates were competing Sunday in the first round of the primary. The runoff is scheduled for November 27th. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced she is seeking a fourth term as head of government. The 62-year-old Merkel has been widely considered a stabilizing force in Europe at a time of uncertainty after Britain's referendum to leave the European Union in the election of Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. Syrian sources say rebel shelling on a school killed at least 7 children Sunday in the government-held part of Aleppo. Dozens of other people were reported to have been wounded by the rocket fire. On Saturday, White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned the Syrian government and its Russian backers that they will be held accountable for the heinous bombings of hospitals and rebel-held portions of Aleppo. Airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by government forces there killed at least 27 people Saturday. It marks the 5th straight day of bombardment of the city, which is home to more than 275,000 people. On Friday, government bombs hit 4 hospitals in Aleppo, prompting the rebels' appointed health directorate to declare all hospitals in opposition-held areas out of service. And since the renewed assault began Tuesday, about 100 people have been killed, including 2 people killed by rebel mortars targeting government-held parts of the city. That's according to state media. The top U.S. military and intelligence chiefs want President Barack Obama to fire the national security chief. The Washington Post was the first to report that Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper made the recommendation last month to the White House. Both talked about removing Admiral Michael Rogers, who is the head of both the National Security Agency and U.S. Military Cyber Command. The reason for Carter and Clapper's push for dismissal was not immediately clear. President-elect Donald Trump, who is considering Rogers for an intelligence spot in his administration, held an interview with Rogers Thursday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.